This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Late. The Meyer is a few minutes late over here now, so it's just...
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're holding here the Mishnah of Ahoyva Samalocha. Yes, Kapayim. I think we're holding...
Yesh L'Choladas.
Yesh L'Choladas. Kanena Migi Kapayim. The Efshus Le'eloi Gam Kein Min Midas Ha'ava De Midas Zeis. This is something that brings about a sense of Ava. Why? Because in other words, if a person imposes on me things, a person comes to me and says, you know, I'll do this, and if you do this, it will be terrible, so then the person, my yachas to that person, at best, is yira as well. In other words, he represents authority to me, he represents what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, and my reactions to him are in the vein of yira. On the other hand, if the person, but I don't have ava for the person that seeks to be my authority. Masha Einkein, the person that looks to be, a person who helps me fulfill myself, and he helps me get something that I feel extremely positive about, then my reaction to that would be an ava to that person. So if somebody's my Rebbe and his mahalach is, this is what you're not allowed to do, and I correspond on top of this, also so on and so forth, if I feel that he's a tzaddik, and he's terrible and everything, I have a genuine sense of ira towards a person, because he represents what's right and what's wrong, but I certainly don't have ava, because he's all the time on top of me, in the sense of, in other words, his mahalach is through mahalachim of yira. So my feelings towards him are yiridic. A person whose mahalach, who inspires me to the avadik mahalachim, will also provoke an avad to him. If the person encourages me and says, ah, take a look, by doing this and this, you're being, you're steiging and you're growing, and so on and so forth, it inspires an avad to that person. So the male, a person whose mahalach and avodah is through the Giyas Kapayim, since the Giyas Kapayim gives the person a sense of fulfillment and simcha, it translates into an avad klapa kodesh baruch hu also. If So your feelings clap the thing translate into the feelings clap the person as well. So over here it's Alofim, and over there it's Alofter. Harike Avagel Mihira. And this is one of the Yanim, by the way, that there's a lot of back and forth. There are plenty of Mamarichas out that Yira is better. Masham Shakarichas Shalim Chokim Mihira. There's Mashmoz that Av is bigger. Some of the Terutzim run about the difference between Yira Saremus and Yira Onish. But even Yira Saremus, there seems to be back and forth. And it's mashmat, I would say the closest to mashmos is that there's a yonim, that this is chashmas, this is chashmas. And ava has, it's a yonim, it's a tshuva mi'ava, it's nasik eskuyos. On the other hand, there's nothing bigger than shemayim. It pashtas, they're different, for different in yonim, each one has its mila over the other. Alright, in this particular Indian over here, which speaks about how far it stretches, over there it's very matim that Ava should stretch more than Yira. Ava is a mahalach mispashtus, and b'meila, that's, one would assume that that's what happens in the mahalchei mispashtus of Ava. In other words, there's a comparison between Yigias Kapayim, which is an Avodah Gemahalach, versus Yira, which is Yira. The Avodah Gemurah Nimtzah Mishenem Gia Kapoy, Shekolin Yonoi HaSimcha Barotzen, Midas Ha'ava, Mashayne B'Yira. Olefikach Yesh Boi Midas Ha'ava Gamkein. Bezeh Omram Godel Hanene Migia Kapa V'Chulu. Akein Oma Erebe Samlocha. Ava Samlocha Del Shemana Tashanene Migia Kapa Nema Lo Vashrecha Boi Lepazim Tel Cholom. V'ilu B'Srora Hefach Se. Srora is the opposite. She'omru. Oy L'Rabon. So this concludes Kilu Nakuda that Ava that Yigias Kapayim is bigger than Yerushalayim. Now I go back to Mishnah Vilu B'Srora Hefech Zeh Shomru Oy L'Rabbona Shekaveres Es Baleha She'en L'cha Novi Shal Kipeach Dal Melachim Yom. Tomorrow brings over there that the Nevi'im always seem to last longer than Melachim. The Nevi'im always, it says, he said Nevu'ah this time. B'Yesen Zeh Omer Per Kama Desayt Omer Be'echnan Loma Me'zesiv Kodem Echov Now, what's the reason why a Balfour is Makatsuki Smell Mazak? Mashbalsur, Makatsu Yamu Bianu Bazim Koymoi. Kibalasur, whom Yukhod Asmoi, Kashimanig Atsu Rabonus Bisura. Ubazen Nibdo Minaklau, Achunersha Vichidi Uprati Batsmoi. So the Mahalach that is going with here is as follows. The Matthias of Srora and Rabbanus requires, by definition, a Yetziya min HaKlau to become a Yachid. You're not part of the cloud, you're leading the cloud, you're ahead of the cloud, and so on. So, such a person who has that type of Mahalach is, to some degree, Moitzes Atzman HaKlau. Ukemoish is Barak about Srora Miuchal Atzmoit, Shemeza Omra of his father Shus. No prat has the same level of koyach as the klal. Chain sofik ki amayim ashem techanor shem kiim yisim and amayim amichodim. So the Mal says a sweeping opinion over here. While it is true that a person is never yichidi, and every person has hashkacha pratis, and lav davka b'tzarf naklau, but it doesn't mean that he's not shayach to a hanhaga klolis as well. The person has a mila of having a yichidus, and a mila of having a pratistik hanhaga, and hashkacha pratis, but he does not have any. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean this bottle the concept of the klal. But a melech, or whoever it is maski himself from a klal, and the mele he doesn't enjoy the milas that are bestowed to the klal of the klal, and therefore he loses out. Shein sofik kamayim shem teichanu shem kimvisa amayim yichodim. If you take water out of the river and put it in separate kli, if something happens to the water. The water that's in the Nohar always has a kiyum because it's part of the bigger malach of the mayim. Uvala sroreh shu miyuchat ba'atzma sh'ein etech haklal shal shar b'yis lefikach omru oyle rabbanu shekaveres es balecho. Reb Chaim Shlomo had a very big shmuz on it, and it's a very famous shmuz of his. We used to speak about the koyach of the chashivas belonging to the rabbin. I guess of the highlight of the shmuz was it says lechem abirim ochal ish, that Yeshua ate. He had to have special schusim to eat the lechem abirim, man. In other words, he ate it with the gevaldik schusim, because since it wasn't with the kol together, he needed his own schus, which was able to have. But the fact that he was part of Kaisel no longer gave him the right to eat from it. That if you remain alone, the Torah is able to tangle with you. Say what a famous B'teicham and Echei Sheves, that Rosh Hashanah, not to stick out from the Klal, to belong to the Klal, be part of it, not to, because the Klal has chusim, the Yachid, who knows if they have chusim. That was a famous Inyan. But anyway, it's the same Nakuda. What he's saying is the Koyach of a Yachid is very limited. The Inyan of Yachid is very limited. And the Klal is where it's at. And the Mela, anyone who's cut off from the Klal, eventually loses out much earlier than somebody who's part of it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
He says before, he says that... So why is this miyuchad to rabbanus or malchus? Let's say if you have a chacham who's, you know, his chacham is mishichmi v'lamala, and you can also say that bezeh he's nivdal from everyone else, and mamela once he's nivdal he's also
going
to be
fine. It's like this: if I'm part of a klal, so I bake bread better than you do, and I'm the baker. You write nicer than everybody else, and that's why you're the writer. So-and-so knows how to grow fruits and vegetables. That's what he does. Each person has ichud. The question is there, do I pull rank on you? When I'm together with my kehila, so I do this, he does that, he does that. We're all equal, despite the fact that we're different and we have each one a yichud. The melech, one step in front of everybody, the melech or the rav or whoever it is, and it says, Rabbi Yisai, I lead. I'm a step ahead of you. I'm the step in front of you, and you as a klal should follow me, the yichud. So he's pitting his yichiduskeit vis-a-vis their tziburkeit, their tzibushat. That's why he.
So it means that there's some type of a practical manifestation of that yichidus.
It's the Esam Malchus says, it says by Malchus, the description of a man in Kaisel is, Asher Yetzi Lefneim, Asher Yom Lefneim, Asher Yitzim, Asher Yivim. In other words, he steps in front of them and he pulls them along with him. He's the one who leads everyone. So he stands a step in front of everybody and...
And a gadol doesn't?
Just one second. A gadol, b'teres manhig does, b'teres not manhig doesn't. In other words, if it's not part of my job, let's say I'll give you an example. Let's say I daven very nicely. So a person could watch me daven and be very inspired. Nice. But if I'm sitting in the front seat and I tell the chazan, wait for Shemoneh Esrei for me or wait for Krishna for me, I'm making a statement about it. It's not just that it is like that and somebody can learn from it. If it's not, it doesn't have a gushpanka as such, then to say that, you know, everyone's got his own thing, and that's that. You can learn from me, you can not learn from me. But where I say, Rabbi say, look and see what I'm doing and learn from me, that says I'm ahead of you. If a teacher stands in front of a class, when you have kids in a class, one kid knows a lot more. That's not a zachrayas. That's not... It's not setting them apart. I'm part of the tzibur. Some know more, some know less. But the teacher says, Rabbi, so whatever you guys think, I know better. The afilu kulam are saying one thing, my daya is the daya, that puts him in a different position than everybody else. So the same gadol, if he's not a professional rav or whatever it is, so he's a gadol of me'atzmai, and everyone else he can look at him and learn, but that's not my role. A marid asra, a dayan, has to insist on his covet. Tom Kochum does not have to insist on his covet. There's no, I'm not mechuyev to place myself in authority.
Mm-hmm.
So the the difference is leadership be'etzem means I am ahead of Dalem, and that's why it puts him into it does not give him the source of the tzibur. V'davar mevua ki koyach haklali bivada yisem ekuyim v'shetir shaklam kayam. Very famous Gemara tzibur lo meis. The time that a tzibur is not meis and tzibur is not choite. Tzibur has a metzias. Tzibur even betume. Betume brings kabbanis. A tzibur has a metzias that rises above any pratim. V'chol ha'shehu yesh lekar hakol yesh lekiyim. V'lefikach amar ha'ibes amlochas nos rabbanis. V'amal tzvada l'roshos ki amlocha shleimus odim v'shebeinu. V'rabbanis av she'esh po mitzad ma shleimus yisno yisoy. Ki yotzos chor b'efsev shebeinu. First, I have to understand that within rabbanis he loses out. Av ischabris l'roshos v'dova she'enu e'la ha'za leiv klal. But but in mischabat to the rushes, you have no mila whatsoever. So the person who is a yigik apayim has it best in terms of his metzias. He's a shalom mitzvah the fact that he's self-sufficient. He's a shalom mitzvah the fact that he's part of a tzibur, and that's that. A person's oisig rabbanis has a certain milas, if the chayis of the tzibur and so on, but he loses out because it's mekaverses balehem. It's somebody who is just hangs around the gabe has the raw end of both sides. On the one hand, he doesn't have the minor abundance. On the other hand, he's his chabrus to the malchus is for no good. It doesn't no good. Kach pirish divrei shmai v'amayinu ki kol echad mazugis. The morale is tossing in a nekuda here that is a kind of remiza, but it's what he means. He says a person should be zayel levis amlocha kudav gadol zayel beika gadol for a person himself is a gvav kashleimus and so on and so forth. If that is a chachamim, he says the level vara shleimus ashu magiem amlocha yesa kvoit shmoyis bar shoshiyas shmoyis bar obam lecham fat. In other words, he said it a little bit before, but I guess he's the Rambam said again over here. The Rambam says it's a tremendous, it's a hesach of Kavanah Torah when the Talmud Chacham is niskak to other people. When the person treats Talmud Torah as if attempted to milk other people, there's a tremendous, it basically reduces Torah down to a certain schera status, and it says Torah is not self-sufficient. When a salesman knocks on your door and he's trying to sell you whatever, even if you end up buying something, your siyachus to him is that he's a nechoyz darga. Whoever knocks on my door to get me to buy something is nechayis tager. He needs me. Talmud Torah should be yoinik from itself. If the person who is marbisar doesn't need anybody and is self-sufficient, then his message of Torah is pure emes. I'm teaching the emes lemana emes, and this is what it's all about. It's a tremendous kvayt shemayim. If a person can do it. I mean, obviously it's not relevant to the vast majority of us, but at least the ideal understanding that the minute you're a niskak, whoever you niskak to, you become a chelek of his metzias and not the other way around.
But, I mean, Lamaisa, being that Talmud Torah is niskak to a zvulin, so
yeah.
What I'm saying, what does that mean, Lamaisa? I mean, being achad, the metzias of Torah, by definition, is it's always niskak to something else. So that means that Torah has this priesthood in it, and that
it's in two ways. First of all, the answer is yes. You can't have a kiyum in this. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, when he explains Taka, so what is the Eitzah? I mean, at the end of the day, the Kohanim Levim have to live. The Rambam says two or three Eitzahs. What if when there's a Kavudika, there's a big difference if a person goes out collecting and he says, I'm a Kohen and I need money, or a person has a Kavudik Hashatif who's giving him. A Kavudik Hashatif for like Trumas and Maisim, which Mishpach gave as a Kavud, the Priya, that's not such a Yiridus Hadarga, and the Mir is not such a Kavud, that's what the Rambam says. Masha Ein Kain, when a person is running around all over collecting, that's much harder. So the Rambam says that, and he says another Eitzah, but it definitely, it's Trumas and Maisim is something that the Torah said. Since it's kavua, people are paying for it. Yisachon's zvulun, I assume that it's the pshat because it comes about from the zvulun's divas live, and it may have been zvulun's idea. If zvulun comes to Yisachon and says to Yisachon, I am tremendously mitzvah that I'm not learning, and I wish you could be my shutif. And he says it in the same attitude, like somebody would come along and say, I need money, and I don't have it, that's good. That's a shutif at its best. When he says, I'll take care of your needs, and he's a shutif. Masha Ein Kain, if it's not like that, then the person feels he's doing the other person a favor. And that's a very hard one. The minute a person feels he's doing the Baal Teira a favor, there's a certain design over there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me a Maisa recently. That Pliny Almoini, who's a big gevir, gave money to Palmoini, who was a very Adam Gadol, and the Tanai is he gave him a blank check. He can cover all of the Maisa, whatever he's running, and the Tanai is he gets a seat next to Melam Haba. That's what someone told me yesterday, 2 days ago. He told me names also. I'm assuming that the Maisa is not the way it was set over, because Olam Haba is not, you can't buy it on the market. You can't get on it dividends and derivatives and options. It doesn't work like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not for sale. Olam Haba belongs to a person who's Adam Ruchni. So a person who works very hard, he builds himself up, he takes the money that he's made when he gives kapov, and he comes to the Chachamim and he says, Rabbi, say, I want to be part of Torah. I want to be part of Torah learning. I wish I don't have the kochus, I don't have the kochus nefesh bit, but I want you to sit and learn from me. So that's one attitude. That's like a tremendous attitude. The person is real shutif. But if the person says, you know what, I've got a lot of money, I can buy anything, any type I want with the first $100 million. And with the second $100 million, I can buy an insurance policy for Olam Haba. I don't think I don't sit on the board. I mean, if that other couple said it works. He's a person big enough that I'm but I just don't believe the person said it. But if the Zvulun's attitude is kind of It's just a check. It's to buy another house somewhere, another piece of property. He has one in Florida, and he has one in Echleis Yerushalayim, and he has one in Netanya. So Olam Haba is also a good investment. If that's his attitude, then it's not. But if the attitude, where a person wants it, the place full and wanted it. People grow up in a family, and it's one brother who's very mutzlach and learning, and it's their nachazurah that he should be the learner. Then it's a real shutfis. They're proud of it. They want it. They want it. But if the person schleps it out of somebody else, it's not so pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, and what it creates the message is that how does it look? If somebody once wrote in a book, this person was from a Chassidish background, became kind of, I guess, very modern. He was a big Ida. But he has a scene where he goes to one of the big rabbis in his town. It was, the story's not true, but he's portraying such ideas. He comes to a big rabbis in Europe, and a man, while he's sitting talking to him, a man comes in with Shreklecha, very tzibrachim, and he says his wife is Lorena Maxwell Ledes, and she's Kenneth, and what's going to be now. And the rabbi gives a bracha, but before the guy is very happy, he wants to leave, so the rabbi says, hey, you didn't give chaymos, you have to give me pinyan chaymos. That's the only way to work. So, like that Nakuda is pondering is, it's just so big that you Roshana the Teva and make the force, so why are you begging for the coin? That was the way the person portrays it. Not terribly. He wasn't anti, but he's kind of pondering the issue. If a person comes along and he says, you know, learning is very important. This and that, and the world stands in it, and therefore you have to support it. It doesn't have the same message as somebody who has the means to live on. And he turns to the other person and says, you know, my time is precious. There's only one thing in this world that's worth anything. Like the Gemara says by Shlomo HaMelech. And someone else said, Avela Volim would have said the guy doesn't even know what he's losing out. But if Shlomo HaMelech says it, it's different. So definitely is a tremendous Kavanah Torah where the person is... I know in my area there happen to be two Rabbanim who don't take money from the Kehillahs. They're kind of small Kehillahs. They take something, just a nominal... They both happen to be extremely, extremely well-trained professionals who make a lot of money in a salaried work or whatever. Each one in a different field. And they are both very chashuv people. And the community is in awe. In other words, the relationship is... the relationship is mashpia. It's not a feasible relationship with most people. You couldn't get gedolim, you couldn't really get giant people with that. But our component, at least the idea of understanding is that in as much as Yizukuk, the other person, down deep the person thinks that he's the mashpia now, you're not the mashpia. So he says, Mira, Avtalian Hishlim Dvarav, Kemoy Bechol Makim.
Okay.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.